We're here to talk a little bit about your upcoming land use conference. Can you tell us why you decided to do it?
Sure. The land use conference that National Corn Growers Association is sponsoring will be held August 25th and 26th in St. Louis, Missouri. And you can register for the event at ncga.com. There's a link right there. You can register for it. But the goal is to take a closer look at land use science, the models involved in the individual emission factors. And we're going to have quite a distinguished panel of speakers and academics there. And these will represent each of the models that EPA used to measure the carbon footprint. And so our goal is just to get some good sound science to see what the carbon footprint is, what upcoming legislation could have for effect on farmers across the country.
So now after, you know, you do these panels, you're going to have these researchers, you mentioned, that have actually been using these models and creating these models for the EPA. Will you then, are you hoping to make recommendations that you will take back to EPA on changes to their current models?
That's exactly right. We want to make sure that EPA and CARB and others are using sound science to develop their models. And today we don't think they're doing that. They're using people that don't necessarily have the expertise, that are just writing some comments that are kind of what I'd call out there, that aren't factual. And so we want to bring them back in line with what the science says and what can be proven, instead of using mythology, and go about it that way.
Now, what kind of people should come to this conference?
Well, you know, growers, because we're going to focus a lot on ag, but growers, we've got people come from universities that aren't on the agenda but are coming to learn and maybe share some of their own ideas and some of the sidebar discussions. We've got a lot of people attending that are active in their state corn associations, and so it's for academics or growers, it'll be a good information for both of them.
Now, what about people in the ethanol industry or the biodiesel industry?
Well, that's another factor. You know, that is, you know, the carbon footprint of the ethanol industry has been a large part of the focus as well. So I'm sure there'll be value there, because what the farmers do will affect the ethanol industry and vice versa. So it'd be a good tie to have those folks there as well.
I know you're going to have multiple sessions. So what are some of the topics of some of these sessions going to be?
Well, the breakout sessions are going to include anything from yield, exports, DDG, and tying with co-product credit, satellite data, nitrous oxide, and new technologies that could have effect on greenhouse gas emissions in the ethanol plant. So that'd be the tie-in that way. So we'll have a breakout session specific for the ethanol industry.
And for those people interested, it appears to me that there has never been a conference done that's focused so much on land use.
Well, that's right. You know, this whole thing has really came about in the last year and a half, and with CARB's decision in California, that's really brought it to the forefront. And so that was why this was, National Corn Growers felt it was important to put on a conference like this, so that we can get everybody together, see what ideas are out there, and how we can get science to the forefront.
Okay, and Darren, I know you said the conference is the 25th and 26th. We've told people they can register at ncga.com. Is there a limited registration, or will you take everybody and anybody and they could come up until the day of the event?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure on that, but I would encourage them to get registered as soon as they possibly can. I don't know if there's a cap on people that can attend, but obviously the earlier you get registered, you know, the easier you'll get in for sure.